Okay, we're doing it. It's another episode of my beautiful, delicious, yummy little podcast that I like to call Resting Bitch. And as always, it's me, Allie Makovsky. I am Liddy off of a little latte, a nice latte with a little bit of vanilla. And it's really hitting different today. I don't know why. Maybe because normally I wake up like right before I have to come do the podcast. And this morning I woke up, you know, when you wake up before your alarm and you're like, why is my body playing games with me? I woke up at like 6:40 this morning. That's absolutely psychotic. So I woke up at like 6:40 and then I was like, okay, I'm going to update my website, which by the way, updated my shows. So we have new dates to plug, new gigs to do, new events to go see. So check out my website because I might be coming to your town. I do that so much. I noticed I was at a comedy show. I was at my friend's show the other night and after every joke, I would laugh and then I would go... Like, it's like this weird thing that I do. I don't know why or where it comes. Like maybe my mouth is overproducing saliva or something. Or maybe it's like a nervous tic. I don't know what it is. I was watching Sam Morril. He's so funny. I haven't seen his special yet, but Comedy Central put his special up on YouTube, so it's free to watch. If you like good comedy, check it out. I need to watch it. I'll probably do that maybe I'll do it this week. I don't know. But his set at the Improv was so funny, but I just like noticed after I would be like, ha ha ha. And it's, I don't know why I do it or if people around me notice, but all of a sudden I just like notice myself doing that every time I laughed. And I sometimes do it in conversation. I definitely do it a lot on the podcast because my sister told me that I make too many mouth noises and I'm like, that's for the male fans. But anyway, why did I, this is going to be another episode where I freak out. I woke up at 6:40 and I was like, okay, there's things that I need to do. So I updated my website, which I always feel so accomplished after that. I'm like, look at me inputting dates and adding links. Like, it makes me feel very productive. It's sad that my life is so, like, I have so few and little responsibilities that me just plugging in dates onto a website, I'm like, damn, I'm like the CEO of my own company. So I did that and then I packed because right after this episode I'm going to LAX, gonna take a little flight over to San Francisco. I'm gonna see my buddies, the Jungle Giants. Oh, they might be the next guest, an upcoming guest. Hopefully they're free on Thursday to do it, but anyway, I'm flying up to go see them. Tickets were $40. Okay, I'm not a baller. I'm really not a baller. Okay, we'll talk about money stuff later. I don't need to get into it right away and stress you guys out. So it was $40. I'm like, hell yes. Going up, you guys have heard the story multiple times, but I'm very excited. Am I setting my expectations way too high? And is it probably just going to be a decent time? Yes. So I'm going up. Right after this, gonna fly to SF, might get the coronavirus at the airport, we'll see, everyone's on lockdown. My friend Annie says that it's, they're gonna start doing, like isolation camps. She said, this is the end of the world. I'm also trying to get my friend Annie, who's somewhat, and by somewhat I mean definitely a conspiracy theorist on this podcast. She's great. But anyway, we had a crazy talk last night. But might get the CV at the airport, that corona. Also, I'm so sick of the jokes. The like dumb coronavirus memes. Corona and Lyme virus. I got the Modelo virus. Shut up. It's not funny. It's not funny. It was funny the first time you heard it. Maybe. Maybe. If you're like, if you've seen all of the memes and then you finally get to that one and you're like, ha ha. But it's really, okay. Anyway, I don't find that kind of humor funny. It's very serious. So I might pick up the coronavirus at the airport and then fly into San Francisco, spreading the virus. Gonna go see the Jungle Giants perform. Very excited about that. And it worked out perfectly because I was planning on seeing them in LA the next day. Anyways, before I bought the San Francisco flight or whatever, I was like, okay, they're going to be in LA. I'll see them when they're here. But your girl is doing her JFL, that big comedy festival in Canada. I have my JFL showcase on Wednesday, which is when their show is, so I wouldn't have been able to go see them perform. Anyways, it would have been really annoying. So anyway, going to San Francisco for a quick little ditty, and then I get to go on their tour bus back to LA after the show. I'm so excited. Just to, like, it sounds so lame, but that little bus driver fetish alley on the inside of me is kind of gonna live in the experience. To have, like, my own little bunk. Because I remember growing up when the Jonas Brothers did their movie, which I saw in theaters, obviously, the Hannah Montana movie, there was always, like, the footage of them in their tour bus and their bunks, and I was like, damn, I want to sleep on a bunk in a tour bus. So I'm going to do that. I finally get to do that. And then get back home, do that showcase. Probably, I mean, we'll see. I feel like, I don't know. The JFL showcase is weird because I feel like they already know, like, they only take 10 people from, I think 10, maybe 10, maybe 8. I don't know the exact numbers. Maybe 12, who knows? But somewhere in that ballpark. They only take from around the U.S., they only take about 10 comics who already have management and then 10 stand-up comics who don't have management and put them at the festival for the New Faces Showcase. And I feel, I mean, I don't know this for sure, but the way it seems is that they probably have 15 people in mind that they want and that they know they want to bring, but then they showcase like hundreds of people to do this. That just seems like a lot of work on their part. It's like, just be like, hey, we're probably, like, you're, I don't know. And it's only like a 5-minute showcase. In the first year that I showcased for it, I was a year into comedy. And it's so much easier to do a 5-minute showcase set when you're new because you don't have that much material. So the small amount of material you have, it's easy to put into a 5-minute set. And you're like, this is the best stuff I have. But this is going to be my 4th year showcasing for it and my 5th year doing comedy. And so I have so many more jokes and it's hard to condense in 5 minutes what, you know, the best of that is. It's really hard. And you never know what they want and you kind of have to just do what you want and not necessarily just like try and... I think like the first 2 years I tried to be like, what would they want to see from me? And this year, I'm sure that they know who they want to bring already. I might as well just try and do what I enjoy performing right now. Because you go through waves with your jokes. There's like certain jokes that you're really excited to perform and certain jokes that you just have to perform because it just is part of the entire set. And so you're like, okay, I've done this, I'm kind of bored with it, but I have to do it. So I think I'll just do the stuff that I find the most fun regardless, because I have this newer joke about taking jujitsu out of fear. And it's kind of like, I don't know, it's to the wrong people it could be perceived in a different way than it's intended to be, which makes it a little bit like on that line. But I really like the joke and it's really fun for me to do and it makes me feel good. So I think I'm just going to do it, even though it might be a little bit not what they're wanting, because I don't care. Like, if I'm going to go to the festival, I want it to be because I did what I find the funniest, not because I'm like, you know, minimalizing my jokes to make them more like accessible to a wider audience, because then you're just, you know, losing the integrity of it. Wow, damn, I'm a philosopher. I'm a goddamn philosopher. So anyway, I'm excited for that. And what else? Oh, okay. I was at the Comedy Store the other night just hanging out. I didn't have a show on, I think, like Thursday night. And I was supposed to get, or maybe it was, maybe it was Sunday night, whatever. It doesn't even matter. So I was supposed to get dinner with my mom, and then I ended up like, it ended up being too late. So I was like, okay, I don't have any shows tonight. I'm not getting dinner with my mom. So I just like looked up, I looked up what shows were happening. So I saw that my friend's show was happening at the Improv. So I went there, watched the show. It was really fun. And then the show was over at like 9. So I decided to go to the Comedy Store. And I was hanging out there. My buddy, Mike Turner, he has a show at the Comedy Store, a monthly show in the Belly Room called This Week Sucks Tonight. It's such an entertaining show. It's so fun to watch. And so I watched that. It was really fun. He's so like witty and silly and funny. Mike Turner, check him out. My mom loves him too. He's one of those guys, you know, when you meet people who are like super charming and silly and fun and you're like, my parents are gonna like him. That's him. And my parents, well, my mom does. My dad hasn't met him yet, but so I went to that, and then I was just kind of like walking around. There's this guy at the Comedy Store, iconic figure there. His name's Boone Shakalaka. And if it's your first time going to the Comedy Store, you've been there a few times, you'd probably see this guy and you go, oh, I guess they just like let crazy people in here. And you're right, they do. But he's been around forever, and he will sell shirts on the patio. No one knows how he gets them. Like, we don't know if he steals them or he buys them, but he sells anything he has. He sells it for $3. I've gotten many a shirts from him, but no one, and like, you know, people have seen him with like wads of cash, but like, he's homeless maybe. Like, he's just an interesting dude. He's super fun. I mean, that's not the right word to describe him. He'll open like the roast battle shows by doing, he dresses up, he puts on a dress. I mean, by the way, he looks great in a dress and high heels and a wig. Gorgeous man. Frightening looking actual man, but a beautiful lady he can turn into. And he does Tina Turner's rolling, 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 rolling on river. He does that before the show, and it's very entertaining to watch. But he's there. And so when I was at the Comedy Store, I was just, a Portugal the Man song came on, and I was like, oh, I have to take a video of myself dancing and send it to them. So I'm like dancing on the patio. I'm like, Boone, come over here, dance with me. And so I'm dancing, and we're at the front bar, and on the front bar, there's like the original room is the first room when you walk through the front bar, and there's this big glass window. So if you're sitting in the original room watching a show and you're seated near the glass window, you can like, you know, look out and see what people are doing at the front bar. So I'm just dancing with Boone, and I guess all of a sudden this girl runs out. She's like, Allie. And I'm like, what the hell? And I look, and it's this girl who I went to high school with, who I was like, not only did I go to high school with her, but I was like best friends with her in ninth grade, maybe even eighth grade, but definitely ninth grade, like best friends. I was at her house all the time, and I haven't seen her really since high school at all. And so we were catching up. It's always weird to like run into people from high school or people that you like used to be super close with, because it's like, obviously you don't have to like still be close, but it feels like you should. But it's like, I haven't talked to you in forever. She's like, I'm just so happy to like see that you're doing well. And I'm like, are you? Because you sound condescending. But it is weird. I don't know. It's always like weird seeing friends from high school, because I don't know. I feel like when I started doing comedy, I was just around so many old people all the time. And you just kind of like have the mind, like the community mindset of comedy. And so it's hard to get back into that mindset. Because like a lot of people from my high school kind of like stayed nearby and like, you know, still live over there. Not that it's that far from me, but it's just kind of like that vibe. this girl ended up moving to Oregon, but I don't know. It's hard for me to like connect because everyone went to college and like got regular jobs and stuff. And I'm just like the clown. They're like, so you're doing shows now? So you do little shows around? That's so cool. Yeah, it's hard to. And then they always bring up a comic that they saw recently.
Oh, we just saw Joey Diaz at the local ha 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 cafe in town. And it's like, yeah. Yeah. He's great. I just don't know what to talk to people about.
But I saw her. It was an interesting convo. It was like one of those things where we just kept bringing up things that we had done together in the past. I was like, remember that time I fainted at your house and you thought I died? Yeah, it's like, okay, well, good to see you. Hopefully she comes to my show in Portland, though, so I can freaking flex. No. It's always like, she was like, do you get nervous before shows? And I was like, not really. Sometimes I get nervous if there's like, you know, someone I really respect in the audience, or if it's like a big show that's like a new experience for me, or like if you were at my show in Portland and like I knew that you were there, I'd probably be nervous. And she's like, oh my God, no, why? And I'm like, not because I respect you, but because I don't want you to think this is what Allie's been doing for the past 5 years. Like if I bomb or something, man, that would hurt so bad. Anyway, so I ran into her. There's also a very hot new security guard at the Comedy Store. So if anyone goes there and sees him, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about when you see him. So yummy. And then there was like a benefit show going on in the main room. And because it's a benefit show, it's not like Comedy Store comics performing. It's the people who are running that show. So it was like a very East Side different lineup. It was really fun. It was like Kyle Kinane, my favorite, Sarah Squirm, at Sarah Squirm on Instagram. She's so fun to watch. I'm like obsessed with her. Ugh. Truly obsessed with her. She opens for Eric Andre, which is so cool. Man, I'm like truly obsessed with her. Hopefully I'll get her on the pod. But yeah, so that was like that was a pretty fun night. I did get a parking ticket this week. I'm not doing well, okay? I keep doing dumb shit. I'm like buying clothes. I don't need new clothes. I mean, I do need new clothes. I do need new clothes. But, I mean, honestly, my sister's getting married just really put my finances into, what am I trying to say? My sister's weddings put my finances into perspective? No. I mean, I guess that could work. Ugh, whatever. Okay. What else did I do? I did other things. I babysat this week, and the baby was being kind of a cunt. Normally, she's great. I love this baby. I truly adore this baby. I act like she's mine. Like, my friends who have kids, I'll be like, look at mine, and I'll show them pictures of her. I love her so much. She's so funny. She's only a year and a half, but she's quick, you know? She's a smart little gal. And she's so thick, I overfeed her, so she gets fat little arms. I don't overfeed her, but I don't stop her, I'll tell you that. I just put the food out in front of her and let her go to town. But she's got these thick little arms and she's so precious. And I get to take her to the park and I feel like a cool mom wearing like a Grateful Dead t-shirt and having pink hair. And then we'll see other babies at the park and the moms and I will talk like we're peers and equals. It feels nice. I want to be a mom. I'm trying to get preggy. Not for real, but I mean, if it happened by accident, I wouldn't stop, you know? I wouldn't be running for the hangar, as that old saying goes, that I just made up. But, yeah, but she was being a bitch, and she's normally so cool and, like, chill, and she ripped off one of my goddamn acrylic nails, one of my fake little fake little slicers I got on my hands. She ripped it off and it was bleeding. And it's like one of those times, it's one of those times where you go, I understand Casey Anthony a little bit more now. I'm not saying what I think she did was okay, but you go, I see how you can be pushed. You know, there's moments where a child will test your limits. I mean, it's hard. I don't know how people do it. Because there's times where you want to shake that baby and go, what the fuck are you doing? And then you go, oh, they're a baby. But I love that baby so much. People think I'm psychotic right now, for sure. But most of the people who think I'm psychotic have never had a child and do not understand what it's like, okay? And I do. It's hard. Have you ever watched an infant for a long period of time? And there's moments where you go, I want to flush it. I want to post-pregnancy abort this child. But it's so rewarding. Moms always say that. It's so rewarding. I wouldn't do anything differently. I wouldn't take it back for the world. It's challenging. But at the end of the day, when I see that smile, it's like the whole world stops. It's true, though. Watch me get pregnant. I watch 16 and Pregnant, and it makes me sad that I'm 24. I could never have a show about being, like, young and pregnant anymore. It would just be, like, Allie's having a baby. Like, there wouldn't be, like, a special thing about it. Ugh, it's so annoying. If I'm having a baby, I want it to be about me, you know? I want it to be, like, fun and cool. But now if I have it, it's just, like, real. If I had a baby, do you think Pampers would sponsor my podcast? Resting bitch baby. Oh, I was going to get a tattoo on Sunday. I made an appointment because there's this guy, Max Hansen, and he's so good. I really like his tattoos. And I was like, I really want to get a tattoo by this guy. So I made an appointment, but I've never made an appointment for any of my other tattoos. I always just go in and I'm like, eeny, meeny, miny, that one. And all of my tattoos are awful. Some of them are like really beautiful and well done, but as a whole, as a group, it's bad. I regret all of them. They're all terrible. But I made an appointment, and then the day I woke up, the day of the appointment, I was just like, is that even what I want? No, I should get this. And then I'm like going back and forth with him. Like, I truly sounded psycho. I'm like, should I get this? No, I think I'm going to get this. Actually, can you do this in this style? And then I was like, you know what? I can't do this today. Because I'm just not the type of person who makes an appointment to get a tattoo. It has to just be spontaneous. And I might get a tattoo with my buddy from the band who I'm going to see. We might get like cute little friendship tattoos. We'll see. I won't back down, but there's a chance that she will. So maybe I'm going to have a tattoo. But I was really having like a panic attack. I was with my friends and they all have tattoos. And I was like, let me see your arm. Let me see the back of it. And I'm just like, should I get that one? I'm like, let me just copy your entire body. Let me just get what I'll have what he's having. So I didn't do that. Yesterday I went to go, the baby ripped off my damn pinky nail. It was so annoying because the baby understands to a certain degree words and sentences and, you know, feelings, but there's something about breaking it. You can't be like, look, this is expensive. These nails are expensive, you little baby. And you just ripped it off, which not only hurts, but is going to be about an hour of work babysitting you to pay for this. And you just want to be like, don't you know? And then, of course, she just laughs. She's like, ha, 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 ha. Oh, you just want to be like, this hurts me. But, you know, at the same time, the second day I watched her, she did fall pretty hard under my lack of supervision. So we're even. She got me. She got me good. So I went to go get my nail fixed. And I was like, you know what? I want like a leg and foot massage. So I'm like, get me your strongest woman here. whoever's got the thickest thumbs in the building, send her my way. I'm trying to get rubbed down and bruised. And so they're like, okay, sit over there. So I'm sitting, this girl comes over and I'm like, you're strong, right? Like you're gonna, you know, dig in. And she's like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And then she starts and it was so soft. I'm like, make me feel. I'm not a cutter, you know, so I need to feel in some other capacity. Whether it's a painful massage or getting these fake bangs that I decided to get. I'm like, dyeing my hair is not enough anymore. Why don't you just cut part of it into bangs? Also, bangs do not look good on my face at all. It makes my face so fat and round, and I regret it. But that's what happens. You get bangs just so you can hate yourself for a different reason. Quote that. Quote that. I'm going to get that on t-shirts. It's true, though. Like, you know it's not going to go well. And then you get it just so you can be like, you know what? I really am a dumb bitch. And this just solidifies it. So I did that. It's a learning experience that I'm going to make the mistake of doing again. I went to Bakersfield with Papa Santino on Saturday. That was so fun. A little road trip with my pops. He told me that there was a rumor that we were boning. I'm like, how many comics do people think I'm boning? I didn't even heard that one. And then as a joke, we were like, should we post a picture on Instagram of us like walking down the street holding hands? And I'm like, no, we should post a video of us boning. That's crazy, though. I'm boning every comic in Los Angeles. I'm humping my way to the top. It's just crazy because it's like, how good do you think I am at boning that like these male comics would just keep taking me out with them? Like, there's no way in hell that I would be that good at boning that they're like, but also come to work with me. I think I talked about that on the guest podcast that will be coming out at some point. I don't remember. But it's like, if you're a dentist, you know, say I'm like a new dentist. I just graduated from dentist school and there's this big hotshot dentist. I'll use my dentist name, Dr. Wong. Dr. Wong, who's slanging the dong, and he's my dentist idol. I look up to his dental work and I'm like, damn. And then I bone Dr. Wong. And then Dr. Wong's like, damn, Allie, I know you just graduated dental school, but the way you bone makes me want to bring you to work with me and travel and bring you to work on the road with me. And it's like, that ain't gonna happen. Dr. Wong's gonna be like, good luck with your dental career. Pleasure boning you. Good luck out there. But I love that people think I'm just laying out the pipe. I've been abstinent for about 3 months. Maybe two, three. 3 months. I'm an incel now. Yeah, I'm an incel. I want to be the queen of the incel movement. It's all these guys. We got the Santa Barbara guy. Other people that we don't remember, you know. And then I'm going to be the queen of the incel movement. I was watching this crazy thing on YouTube. Might have talked about it already. That should have been the name of this podcast. I might have talked about this already podcast. But there's this guy. So I've been watching this like a YouTube series where you get to watch interrogations and see what I talked about that a little bit and see what tactics they use. But then I've gone down other rabbit holes of different YouTube channels that do it. And there's this one where it's this guy in Canada and he rented a van and then he just ran it into traffic because he was an incel and was like, you know, worshiped the UCSB guy. Ew. Some juices came up on that burp. And a little Jamba Juice. And in the interrogation, I mean, he had mental issues. He was in, like, special needs classes throughout school. He didn't have friends. He didn't, you know, have any ladies. But wait, why did I bring that up? Oh, he just, like, it's just very fascinating to watch someone like him talk about, you know, joining Reddit, becoming an incel. And the way that he talked about it, he was, like, very removed from the fact that he had killed people. He was like, this is just like a rebellion. This is just an act to show, you know, the movement. Like, it was very just like, I had to do this just for, you know, spread the word. Like, he was canvassing for a political party. Why did I bring that up, though? Why do I bring anything up, really? Oh, yeah, I'm going to be the queen of incel. Oh, yeah, I haven't boned. Yeah, I'm not laying the pipe currently. I think I'm just going to wait on that. I think I'm going to wait. It's too much of a distraction. Like just male attention and validation. It's like, that is not good for my brain. Because I just think of things. I, like, let it spiral. I'm like, what's our wedding going to be like? What are we going to name our kids? And it's like, this person hasn't even made eye contact with me. And I'm like, I hope they like me. It's psychotic. I can't be thinking that way. What else should I do? I did a living room show. Those are fun. Living room shows in LA just feel like a witch meeting. Like a coven rally. Is that the right word? Coven? Like a coven of witches? Everyone, like, there's, like, the living room's always like, you know, they always lay out like lights, like string lights on the floor, and the couches are all in a circle, and everyone's doing ketamine and coke. Not really, but kind of. Definitely a little bit. Living room shows are fun, though, because you can just kind of, like, chat with them. They always dress cool, living room shows. Everyone's got a cool little outfit on. What else did I do? Oh, I opened for TJ Miller. He's so funny. I haven't seen him live. And it was, like, such a great show. He juggles. I mean, what more could you ask for? He juggles in the dark with glow-up little balls. Very entertaining to watch. I also happened to stumble across these when I was at the improv. I went into the main room, and it was this group called Los Tres Tristes Tigres. And I'm not saying that with an accent, because I will embarrass myself, and I'd rather sound like a white girl saying it. But it was very entertaining. They all spoke Spanish the whole time. They were playing music. I had no idea what they were saying. But I could feel out the vibe. The vibes were good. And I walked up to the green room because I wanted to say, like, I really like that. But I was scared that they didn't speak any English and that I would have to speak really bad Spanish. And so I just walked in and, like, walked through to get the vibe of the room, and I left. I was like, I can't do this. I was starstruck by Los Tres Tristes Tigres. A phenomenal act. Truly. They talk about all different kinds of, like, Latin music. And they're funny. It's three guys. They know the improv rules. It's like very good. Two sold out shows. They're on a tour. I just looked them up on Instagram. Okay, I'm going to answer some of your dumbass. How long has this been? 35. That's it. It felt like I was really killing it with the timing. Okay, whatever. Dude, I'm going to say this. I don't want to get political, but fuck Mike Bloomberg, okay? Can we just all agree? That's it. That's all I wanted to say about that. He just seems like a doorknob. He seems like that, like, one family member who you see and you're just like, the whole time you're just trying to avoid conversation with him because he's just a dick to you. Like, he says, like, nice shit really condescendingly. He just bad vibes. I'm the vibe checker. You know how clubs have bouncers? I'm the vibe bouncer. I'm vibe security. And I'm not letting him in. That's that. Okay, let's see these dumbass little fucking questions. Some people are so nasty on here. Nasty in an inappropriate way and also in a rude way. But more just in an inappropriate way. Okay. And all these people are, like, using those question things on Instagram to, like, promote their band. I don't know how they find my page or whatever, but they're like, hey, Not Ally Mac, just checked out your page. Cool stuff. Check out our band. Links in our bio. I'm like, uh-uh. Someone said, is hooking up with a married masseuse wrong? Husband leaves for work all the time and she hates... ... is hooking up with a... I don't know why he had to include the job. That was like a weird flex. Like, why did he have to include that she's a massage therapist? Maybe is more incentive to continue hooking up with her. I mean, if a masseuse was married, but they had thick thumbs and could give a good massage, I'd be like, you got to take that gamble. Because it's hard to find a good masseuse. But husband leaves for work all the time. How do we know that the husband isn't cheating as well? Also, I don't know. Is it wrong to society and our standards that we've created for love and marriage and relationships? Yeah, it's wrong. But if your heart is telling you it's okay and you can accept the consequences of ruining a marriage and potentially ruining your relationship with her, because if the husband finds out and things go bad between them and then she feels guilty and then it's not the same between you two and you can accept her moving on, then go for it. But it just seems like high stakes to keep up a relationship. One time, that can be easy to move on from. But I don't know. I guess it just depends on how much you want to risk at all. You're not really risking at all, but it could take a toll on you if you're not emotionally and mentally strong enough to deal with. I mean, also, I've been watching all these murder things, and bad things happen when people stray from the family. So, I don't know. Do you want to get murdered? Cheat. Do it. Go for it. I think I've said this somewhere, maybe on the pod, maybe not on here, but on Facebook a while ago, a couple years ago, I posted, I was like, I've decided to stop starting my days like every other, because that's what always happens right before someone gets murdered. The wording doesn't make sense, but you know how on like Dateline or 2020, they're always like, his day started just like any other, and then he was murdered. I also think I posted something about, like, I'm not going to church anymore, because that's where the girl, like, I feel like it's always, like, a church-going lady, a nice single church-going lady gets murdered by some creepy guy.
But he would always give at the potluck and donate to the homeless, and he was a big part of our community church. I could never see how this happened. And then he fucking goes psycho. He goes on a killing spree.
Okay. Does life get better? You know, here's the thing. I think at a certain point, it doesn't get worse. Because the older you get, the more understanding you have of your own emotions and capacity for dealing with difficult situations. So, I don't know if life, I think it can get better if you take actions to work on yourself and help out and not be so, introspective all the time. At least in my case, I can have, like, a lot of self-centered thinking where I'm just, like, worried about my career and worried about my life and worried about my money and worried about my clothes and my car. And I think that when I stop thinking about myself and just am able to go on with my day and just be in my own body and looking at people and things and not just internalizing everything, that it, like, things can be real smooth. Oh no, is this nail breaking now too? God damn it. So yeah, I think life can get better. Not that it does get better, but it can. But I don't think that life gets worse. Maybe worse things, some worse situations happen, bad situations happen. But I think as life goes on, the more you're able to deal with it better. Does that make sense? Someone asked for a fanny pack plane update. It's gone. It's been gone. No more. Someone's out there using my ID, buying stuff with my money, maybe taking a couple jokes in my new joke book. taking pictures on my film camera. I wish whoever it was got that film developed and then, like, saw that it was me in those pictures and or whoever and was able to give the pictures back to me, but whatever. No. Someone asked for relationship advice, and it's like, that's so broad. I don't know. I don't have, like, any just general relationship advice. I'm very much the type of person who's not going to get in a relationship unless I feel, at least at the time, totally sure that I want to be in a relationship. But every time I've done that, after, like, a month, I'm like, oh, I actually don't think I really wanted to be in this relationship. Oh, someone asked me a great question. How often should you shower? Depends on your physical activity. If you go to the gym every day, then rinse off. Not shower, but rinse off every day after the gym, you know? I'm not a physical exercise activity type of person. So I hold off on showers. I'm a dirty girl, okay? And people are going to get grossed out. My sisters think it's disgusting. I think, honestly, if you're not working out every day, but you shower every day, like full shower, scrub-a-dub-dub, hair, coochie, armpits, everything, every day, I think you're the gross one. And I think you need to come to terms with the fact that you can't wipe your sins clean and no shower is going to make you pure again. I think a little bit of dirt is good for your body. I'm coming out and saying it. Here's my bold stance. I only wash my hair once it starts getting stinky and nasty visually. This has been, when did I get my hair done? Last week after the pod? Yeah, I haven't washed my hair in a week. And I'm probably not going to wash my hair for 2 more days. Maybe 1 more day. No, I'm probably going to wash it tomorrow. But yeah, it's been a week since I shampooed and conditioned my hair and got it wet. But I have cleaned my body in that time. I don't know if I should share this. Well, it's been a week since I got my hair done, and it's been a week since I washed my hair, and within that week, I've only washed my body twice. In 7 days, I've taken 2 body showers. I don't think that's gross. I wipe my cooch, I baby wipe my cooch, and I don't know. Sue me, okay? Kill me, stone me in the streets. I'm a whore. I think it's disrespectful to your body. I think it's you not showing appreciation for what your body can do and you doubting yourself if you shower every day. There. Sorry to get so hot and passionate. Okay. Is there an elegant way to end a long-term relationship? Have Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray do it for you on Cameo. Did you see that when he did the Cameo? That was so painful. But that would kind of be cool. Like, if you're a big Sugar Ray fan and you're getting broken up with, but at the same time, Mark McGrath is, you know, wishing you luck in your future endeavors and hopes all the best for you. It's like, you know, I think that's not too bad. But also, it's like, it doesn't have to be elegant. Breaking up or ending a relationship doesn't have to be like a beautiful, kind, I mean, it should be kind, but it doesn't have to be like, don't have expectations of what it's going to be like. Just speak your truth. Make sure that what you're saying is as true as it can be for you at that time. And then say it in a kind, loving way. And make it about you. Don't be like, well, you never did this, and so I can't do this anymore. Just be like, look, I don't like the way that I felt, or I don't like the way that I was behaving. I don't like the person that I became. I think I wasn't truthful to myself or you in this relationship. It doesn't have to be elegant. But it shouldn't have to be like crazy or yelling or psychotic. And you also have to go into it knowing that whatever they choose to do from that, like, you have to be okay with. Like, if they don't want to talk to you at all, you have to be okay with that. And accept that that's what happens sometimes when you break up. should guys get nipple piercings? I don't know if they want to. I had one at one point, but it was getting kind of nasty. And then I felt like guys always made comments about it. Oh, you only have one nipple piercing. Bitch, you should be lucky you're even seeing these old nips. These old nipperoonies. And then it also feels weird when they're like, you know, sucking on the teat. And they're like, oh, I can feel it. Well, then switch to the other side where there is none. That's why you gotta have the options open. But yeah, it's annoying. I just got rid of it. Open mics to start at in LA. I don't know any of them. Any. Come to a show in Indiana? Question mark. Dude, I used to be obsessed with Indiana when I was in fifth grade. We had to do this project where everyone picked a state and everyone was like, I want New York, I want Hawaii, I want Texas, I want LA, I want Florida. And I was like, bitch, give me Indiana. And I became obsessed with it. And it's interesting because, yeah, there's really not much in Indiana. There's the damn NASCAR. But yeah, I still haven't been. Here we go. Election opinion. Bernie's gonna win. Heart, heart, heart. You know, I feel like Bernie's doing well. Bernie's doing great. People are really passionate. People are fired up about Bernie. I love it. I enjoy it. I like the spirit that he brings to people and the excitement and the energy. My thing is, I feel like... like, you know how everyone was like, Hillary's gonna win, I don't have to vote. Like, it's like in the bag. Like, Hillary's just gonna win. And then she didn't. I feel like people are doing the opposite. I feel like kind of the same thing is happening, where people just feel like it's gonna happen with Bernie. And it might not actually happen. Would be fun. I would enjoy a little Bernie presidency, a nice little Jew bagel in the damn White House. Would be fun to spice it up. But we'll see. I want everyone to get out and vote. I've been, like, in the past, I've been very, like, whatever about voting. But it feels good to vote. I voted in one of those, like, dumbass little local elections. It's cool to check out a local elementary school's gymnasium. Do it for that, you know? Do it to see the new sites. It creates this sense of community with the people around you. You get to see people who live in your area, and you're all doing something. Like, it feels nice. So I would recommend doing it regardless of who you're voting for. Who gives a fuck? Just get out there and vote. It's a good time, okay? You get to use the I'm so burpy. You get to use the Scantron. Feel like you're in high school again. There's one guy who's obsessed with me singing the song Dance Monkey by this Australian girl who goes by Tones and I. She has a song called Dance Monkey where she just has an insane voice. It's like, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me, uh-uh. It's wild. But I made a video of me, like, singing in her voice and then, like, what it must be like to have that voice in other situations. And he literally always messages me being like, sing the song again. I don't know why he gets off to that. My lips are so chapped. Yeah, see, this post is like, what's up, Not Ally Mac? You should share my new song on your story and tag me, and I will post you on my page. Link in bio. Hey, no, I don't know you. I don't know you. If you have to be a professional fighter, would you go to the UFC or boxing? UFC for sure. Because with the UFC, you have more of a chance to be defensive, and you can try to do different things. With boxing, it's very much just like bing bang bing bong bong ba dum bong bong, I'm hitting you in the face and you're gonna die. With UFC, it's more of a tango. With the boxing is like rave music, you know? It's just like, it's very much one thing. UFC is like a little salsa. A little Enrique Iglesias by Londo. Bailando. All of a sudden you're on the floor. All of a sudden you're up. All of a sudden you're against the cage. All of a sudden you're bleeding. But you're still going for it. There's more to UFC that's exciting to me. Is it rude of me to say I'm sober if I still enjoy smoking weed? 6 months no booze, 8 months no blow. I don't think it's rude of you. I would say, like, you know, I'm mostly sober. But I think that's really cool. If you can do 6 months without alcohol and 8 months without coke... Those are a few of my favorite things. I don't know. And maybe at some point you will stop enjoying smoking weed or you won't. And that's fine. I don't think you can... Yeah, I don't think it's rude of you to say you're sober. But, I mean, you're... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like that's up to you. It's no one else's business, you know? You can keep it to yourself. Or not. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say about it. My dude. What is your favorite meal to cook? Bitch, I ain't cooking shit. I wish I had my own place and didn't have roommates so I would have, like, my own kitchen to cook in. Because then I would know what I'm good at cooking, but I don't really know. I don't know. I really like making salads, which sounds like, oh, my favorite meal to cook is cereal. But salads are complicated. You can make a really great salad or you can fuck up a salad. And I love salads. If you haven't, watch my boy Maddie Matheson's episode on YouTube of him making... He makes this, like, insane, like... steak and salad, and the salad dressing he uses and the whole salad just looks so good. But I really like making salads, and I throw all different types of ingredients in there because you have to throw in a bunch of shit. You can't just be like lettuce, carrots, cucumbers, ranch. Like, that's a boring ass, lame ass stepmom type of salad. That's what your stepmom's making for you. You deserve a real mommy. You make much doing stand-up? Not really. No, not really. Not yet. I make some good money, but not consistently enough to rely on that. What is a simple mistake comedians do when they start off comedy? Asking for a friend. I think you make a lot of mistakes when you first start doing comedy. And so I think the biggest mistake is filming your sets and posting them in your first year. Someone gave me advice to not do that within my first year. And I think that that's the best thing to do because you'll look back on the first sets that you did and you'll be like, I can't believe I thought that was funny. Like, this is painful to watch now. And you want to start posting stuff that you totally feel confident in and that... Just don't post anything within your first year because you're going to grow a lot. You're going to get a lot better. So that's the best advice I have. Can't keep my head to myself. Think I'm just a mom on a mega motion. Do I ski or snowboard? No, but I feel like I'd be really good at it. I haven't done it yet. Hopefully I will. Someone said, how can I stop being sad all the time? I don't know. You have to figure out what works for you. I don't know. I think there's like things, activities, like natural ways to get out of a funk that take time. But also, if it's just not going away, try and see a doctor. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry you're sad. Yeah. What I do is just go on weird YouTube K-holes. I watch that white man in New York speak Chinese to street vendors in Chinatown. That's what... I don't know if it gets me out of a funk, but it makes me forget about a funk when I'm in it. What kind of deodorant do you use? I always hear people saying deodorant is bad. Yeah, I mean, what isn't bad these days, you know? If you like Axe, go for it, but it's definitely not good with the ingredients it uses, but, you know, whatever. I use this, like, fuck, I wish I knew the name of it, because I love it. I get it at Earth Bar, the place that has smoothies, and it's, like, an all-natural deodorant, and it's a little rolly ball that you put on, and it's a nice little liquid that dries up, kind of, but it smells really good. It's, like, aloe vera and almond. Mmm. It's got a yummy smell to it, and it works decent enough. I feel comfortable using it. Advice for not being a dumb, clingy bitch right now would be nice. Try and rely on friends and family to distract you from being a clingy bitch. But also, if you're a clingy bitch, do it in like a, like make sure that you're, whoever you're being a clingy bitch to is cool with it. And, you know, allow yourself to shine. But also maybe try and find a hobby to like get the clinginess out. Like knitting. You know, focus on something if you don't want to be, I don't know, be clingy to knitting. Cling to the string, baby. Okay, I think I'm getting to the bottom of this. Why are you going to Portland but not Seattle? Because my agent didn't get me a gig in Seattle, so I just don't have one right now, but I'm sure I'll come out there. Damn, everyone's feeling sad right now. Anthony, are you feeling sad these days? Oh. Everyone online is being sad. I get it. It goes through waves sometimes, at least for me. I go through waves. Someone said, why can't I seem to get motivated to do anything? You have to start with the baby steps. Because I get that same way. I'm like, God damn it. I do not want to get out of bed today. I don't want to pay off this dumbass parking ticket I got. And, you know, you start talking yourself into this, like, unmotivated headspace. But you have to just, like do baby. Like, first off, just get out of bed. Brush your teeth, sees. Splash some water on your face or wash it. Maybe take a little walk around the block. I don't do that, but maybe for you, take a walk around the block. Make like a very easy to-do list with like maybe two things that you really need to do that might feel big to you. And just start knocking off those little baby ones and you'll start to feel accomplished. The same way that, what did I say at the beginning of the podcast? Oh, like me putting in my tour dates on my website. It's so easy to do. But when I do it, I'm like, damn, I feel accomplished as hell. And then it makes me want to do something else because it's a good feeling. So that can get you out of the funk, just like doing little tasks. But yeah, it can be hard. Don't be so hard on yourself. Just be like, you know what? Today I just don't feel motivated. And maybe it'll change. But don't be like, I'm a piece of shit because I don't want to do anything. Because then you'll never do anything. And everyone gets that way. People have those feelings, you know? You know? You know? You know? Harvey Weinstein, I believe, is going to prison, so that's pretty tight. Shout out the judicial system. Someone just said, gonna be upset if you don't mention Harvey Weinstein, for reals. I don't want to mention him. I don't really want to talk about him. He's a nasty boy. He looks gross, too, you know? Because sometimes with, like, murderers and rapists and pedophiles, you know, you can be surprised. You're like, I was not expecting them to look like that. They didn't look like they were one of those people. But with Harvey, you're like, we should have called this a lot sooner. You know, he looks the part. If he was casting a movie to play, you know, a nasty bad boy, he would have to cast himself. He'd be like, I'm the only one who fits this description of being a disgusting person. Someone said I'm ugly hot. I don't disagree. I do not disagree. Is God real? I don't know. Am I real? How do we know these things? Does the carpet match the drapes? Yes, I have a full head of hair, in my underwear. No, it actually doesn't, because my head doesn't have ingrown hairs, but my coochie sure does. Lots of ingrown hairs, Anthony. It is a nightmare. I need to get laser or something. It's so annoying. Okay, that's it. How much time are we at?
Hour and two.
Wow, look at me fucking going off. Absolutely going off. Just a quick little rundown of what's going on, even though I've mentioned it in every single podcast for the past 100 years. I'm about to be in Boston. Check out the website for those dates. New York. Check out the website for those dates. Headlining my first two headlining club sets outside of Los Angeles. I'm going to be at the Tempe Improv in Arizona, March 5th and 6th. Come out. I need you, okay? I freaking need you now more than ever. And then after that, I'm going to be in Portland and I'm going to be in San Francisco. I'm excited. Go to AllieMakovsky.com/shows. Enjoy yourselves. Feel better if you're feeling down.